hundreds of times. I have spoken and I have written hundreds of times about what is really the hidden in plain sight driving force behind much of global politics and the politics of the American Democrat Party. This may seem simplistic to some, conspiratorial to others, but my prayer is that an important few will get it and will share and tell others. If you can get this and view all global politics within this framework, you will be amazed how it all makes sense. Now, you should also be amazed at the clear and frightening picture that will emerge. Sadly, most rank-and-file Democrat voters have no clue as to what is coming upon them if the Dems continue to have their way, and I see no reason they won't. The rank-and-file Democrat voter, as I call them, are not particularly stupid. Quite the contrary. Many Democrat voters have a college degree. Around 2/3 of registered voters in the U.S., 65%, do not have a college degree, while 36% do. But the share of voters with a college degree has risen substantially since 1996, when 24% had one. Voters who identify with the Democratic Party or lean toward it are much more likely than their Republican counterparts to have a college degree, 41% versus 30%, see Pew Research. But a college degree doesn't make a person particularly smart, either. They may have knowledge or information about a particular subject they studied in college. But considering their overall IQ, or from observing their day-to-day lives, I have to say they are neither intelligent, smart, nor wise, and they aren't particularly well-informed on facts. Most of what I have observed and studies show, they accept without question and firmly believe the Democrat Party's public talking points. I can say pretty much the same thing about Republican voters, though, and that is a shame. There is one major difference between Republican and Democrat voters, however. Republicans vote, largely, based on current information they can glean from the media, coupled with the past experiences of any given politician. Democrats vote Democrat, no matter what the case or record. But I digress. Let me get back on point. If you don't get this, then you may well continue to vote based on what the media is telling you and your past observations and experiences with certain politicians. And the world will continue to spiral into chaos. What is really driving American and global politics? Globalism. The term globalism, like so many words used by the political left, has been assigned a new meaning. Let me explain by starting with the idea that globalism can have multiple meanings. In political science, it is used to describe attempts to understand all of the interconnections of the modern world and to highlight patterns that underlie and explain them. While primarily associated with world systems, it can be used to describe other global trends. The concept of globalism is also classically used to focus on ideologies of globalization. It has been proposed as a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments, and major groups in every area in which human impacts on the environment. The Commission on Sustainable Development, CSD, was created in December 1992 to ensure effective follow-up of UNCED to monitor and report on implementation of the agreements at the local, national, regional, and international levels. It was agreed that a 5-year review of Earth Summit progress would be made in 1997 by the United Nations General Assembly meeting in special session. This last example is the ideology being presented by these globalists to mask the methods of their objectives. Since most of the leaders in the United Nations globalist movement identify as socialists, Marxists, communists, Leninists, and the like, it should be no surprise that their methods, in the end, will be heavy-handed, despotic, and dictatorial. In fact, the Commission on Global Governance has publicly stated that when their Agenda 21 plan is fully implemented, it will bring all the people of the world into a global neighborhood managed by a worldwide bureaucracy, under the direct authority of a minute handful of appointed individuals and policed by thousands of individuals, paid by accredited NGOs, certified to support a belief system which contains ideas that are foreign to the American experience and ignores other values and ideas that are precious to the American experience. See our Global Neighborhood, Report of the Commission on Global Governance. Published by Oxford University Press, 1995. They have assigned the idea that globalism is simply a world community as their raison d'etre, which is their branding and cover story. They say they are simply on a quest to make the planet a more equitable and safer place to live. And this is coming from the minds and mouths of communist Marxists who have a legendary history of threats, coercion, torture, imprisonment, gulags, and death camps for those who resist their demands. However, their Agenda 21, now renamed as Agenda 2030, which matches the year they say that they will have achieved their goals of global sustainable development. Another code word for global domination through a one-world government, which they benignly call a global neighborhood managed by a worldwide bureaucracy, under the direct authority of a minute handful of appointed individuals and policed by thousands of individuals, paid by accredited NGOs. Today, the Division for Sustainable Development Goals in the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs provides substantive support and capacity building for the SDGs and their related thematic issues, including water, energy, climate, oceans, urbanization, transport, science and technology. The Global Sustainable Development Report, Partnerships and Small Island Developing States, DSDG, plays a key role in the evaluation of UN system-wide implementation of the 2030 Agenda and on advocacy and outreach activities relating to the SDGs. In order to make the 2030 Agenda a reality, broad ownership of the SDGs must translate into a strong commitment by all stakeholders to implement the global goals. DSDG aims to help facilitate this engagement. If you, like me, are a simple thinker and need visual aids, please watch this short video produced by the World Economic Forum, a major player and proponent of Agenda 2030, Global Sustainable Development, and the Globalist Movement. It is at least honest enough to tell you that when their plan is completed, you will own nothing and be happy about it. You have probably already heard enough. But if you have it in you, let me tell you where this trend and movement began. It should either chill you or make you shake your head in disbelief. The term globalism is now more frequently being used pejoratively by conservatives and Christians to refer to a new world order. This has its roots in Bible prophecy, but because of the time and attention span required and the space needed to go into any depth, let me offer this web link that will help start this prophetic journey, which is being played out with frightening accuracy. Globalism and the Tower of Babel. Now you know. And there you have it, or at least part of it. Pray and stay. Pray to God for wisdom and safety and stay on the alert. Jesus is coming soon. Your brother and friend, Mike Young.